from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. The first mass-produced electric vehicles ever sold in the U.S. begin to hit auto showrooms by the end of this year. The Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt already have tens of thousands of pre-orders. Until now, electric cars had been the domain of small groups of tech hobbyists and hardcore environmentalists. But I wanted to find out how feasible they are for everyday drivers. I've never been into cars. I don't know an oil filter from an air filter. But my 15-year-old Honda is on its last legs, and I've been curious about alternative fuels. So, with electric cars around the corner, my dream of green motoring suddenly seems possible.
Okay, already it looks different.
I spent some time behind the wheel of a shiny new powder blue all-electric Nissan Leaf, an aerodynamic four-door hatchback with a range of 100 miles. Paul Hassan from Nissan joined me for a test drive outside the Giants ballpark in San Francisco.
You're going to want to turn on the car by stepping on the brake.
It's roomy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised because I'm like almost 5'10", and oftentimes in these small cars, I'm not comfortable.
You'll find that the rear seat is equally as roomy.
As Hassan launched into car salesman speak, I searched for the brake.
This is the brake, the big one.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this is the gas pedal.
Yes.
Oh, wait, you don't call it the gas pedal. What would you call it? The power?
It would be an accelerator pedal.
Accelerator. Okay.
A small gear shift knob is between the front seats. It looks more like a video game joystick, really. The knob puts the car in drive, park, neutral, or reverse. The dashboard overwhelmed me with a confusing array of digital displays, including a satellite map of charging stations. Not many of them. And some kind of interactive bar graph that I think is supposed to tell me when I'm about to run out of juice. After several attempts to start the car...
Whoops! I hit it twice. That was too fast. Push it in. Push my brake on.
You have to
now,
press...
I already can't even get this.
You have to depress the brake and then start
right.
it.
I finally managed to start the car, and much like hybrids, I couldn't really hear anything. As we drove up over the Bay Bridge toward Berkeley, I was distracted by a blind spot because of the small back window. Otherwise, I found my excitement building as the car zoomed along.
So one of the things is this car goes fast. I mean, when you were talking, I noticed I was 72 miles an hour. I didn't even know it.
Yep.
I mean, wow.
Top speed is 90 miles per hour.
I could get a ticket in this car. It's a wild feeling, driving without a tailpipe. Instead of a gas tank, which might last for an average of 300 miles, a big lithium-ion battery sits under the car. One charge only lasts 100 miles. I needed to figure out, how would I get around with this kind of limited range? So I called on Carl Brower, an editor with Edmunds.com.
You have to probably have a secondary vehicle that you know is a backup that you can utilize. And what people need to do is get better about planning and not assuming that they can just go out and run four different errands coming back and forth each time.
0.2 mile, right turn, then left turn.
I guess I'm going to have to become a better driver if I want to eke out every last electric mile. Nissan's Paul Hassan had another tip for me.
Your right foot needs to be smooth. It can't be jerky, like step on the pedal. It should just be very smooth.
And the radio, heater, wipers, they can all run the battery down. Nissan's Leaf may be the first real alternative to an internal combustion engine vehicle, but it has competition. The sleek, midsize Chevy Volt is a type of plug-in hybrid that goes 40 miles on battery power before its small gas engine kicks in. After that, the car can go another 300 miles on gas power. GM couldn't make a Volt available for me to test drive, but at a little more than $33,000 after federal tax credits, the car is just too expensive for me. I asked GM Shad Balch, why the high price tag?
I don't believe the Volt is so expensive. It's an electric car that can be your only car. It really is the solution for somebody who doesn't want to have a pure battery electric car as their second car. You know, we did a full electric car back in the late 90s, the EV1. And there were three things that we learned from that product. One, it couldn't be a two-seater. Second, it needed to charge quickly and easily. And three, this range anxiety notion was real.
Still, the all-electric Leaf is just $20,000 after state and federal tax credits. That's more affordable. And it would get me one of California's coveted carpool stickers for low-emission vehicles. But one thing still haunts me. That fancy satellite map on the Nissan Leaf dashboard showing less than a handful of charging stations out there. I don't want to run out of juice and be stranded by the side of the road. Even driving solo in the Diamond Lane isn't worth that. Tune in next week. We'll go in search of a charge. In the meantime, find out more about next-generation electric and plug-in hybrids on our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the William K. Bowes Jr. Foundation.